Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions. And now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Welcome to the show. This is Coach Anna McCoy. We want to welcome you to Woman Act Now Radio, The Real McCoy Show. I have co-hosts here, Shauna Stallworth and Leslie Denman. Our coaches who are on staff here at Woman Act Now. We're excited about the program today. We've been talking all month about March Marketing Madness. And as we discussed pre-show today, we were trying to figure out what would be the best place for us to start today. We've really got a lot of comments and a lot of conversation on last week when we were talking about building your brand and starting with a clear message, gaining clarity about who you are, what you do in this space, in the virtual space. Now, we want to cover a number of things because we've talked about various different things this month. We want to talk about some blogging. We're going to share with you five mistakes that businesses make when they blog or individuals will make when they blog. What we do want to encourage you to start a blog if you're a member on Woman Act Now. They are RSS feeds. That's Real Simple Syndication. That means you only have to write that blog in one place, and you can syndicate it in many, many places, or embedded in various different websites, shared in your Ning network, shared on your Facebook, or shared in your Twitter. So please remind me to talk about Twitter feeds to help you. We're going to talk about blogging a little bit on how you can keep up your blog by doing what we call time released. And I'm saying all these things because we get to talking and then we forget about what we're supposed to be talking about. The other thing we want to share with you today, we talked a little bit about it on last week, in sharing to help you share your message in an audio version. If you're following me on Facebook at Anna McCoy or Twitter, Woman Act Now, then you will see our latest tweet that has a cinch message attached to it that's talking about this show that we did approximately a couple of minutes ago with 1 minute waiting to air on our show to tell you what we were going to talk about today. So that's another way that you can begin to broadcast your message, make it more third dimensional so that people can hear your voice, they can hear your enthusiasm, and you can really share a lot more than what you could do in 140 characters on Twitter or in your update status that so you wouldn't overwhelm people. So I remember my niece says, well, Annie Bubble, you sure do write a lot of stuff in your status. Your statuses are long. Well, what was she trying to say? Because in her mind, a status probably very short, 140, 160 characters. But you can take, you don't write a book, but you can put a little more information in there. But we're going to talk about a technology today called Cinch that's also powered by Blog Talk Radio, what you're listening to us on. We want to give you our Blog Talk Radio call-in number so that you can call in and you can listen to the show, or you can raise your hand by pressing number 1 to talk to the host on the show if you have some ideas and different things that you want to share with us. So if you'd like to call in to the show, you can call in at 718-664-6402. Again, that's 718-664-6402. And so we know that we'll be having some callers calling in into our show today, so we want to welcome you. So let's get started. The first place that I want to talk about is defining your message, clearly defining that message or your focus when you're talking about who you are. And I'm going to share with you a resource today for those of you who are watching us, we have guests in the studio today, and that would be Ricky and Tommy McCoy. So they've just come in, and we silenced them. So, but what I'm going to talk to you today about is your focus, focusing on that message. We talked about on last week about building your brand in that social media, in that we talked about it in the sense of a neighborhood. You know, when you join a neighborhood, you know, it's an interesting thing is that you want to be a member. You want to live in that neighborhood. You want to at least go home every now and then. Some of our neighborhoods in our social networking space are like dead-end cul-de-sacs with nobody there. You know, you go in, you sign up, you get excited about the technology, but you really don't put it to use for yourself, so it ends up like much of what we've seen in our economy today, where we have many foreclosures, you know, we have, repossessions, we have people who just abandon their homes, and many of us have done that in these social neighborhoods. So if you want more out of it, you have to give more. There are approximately, in any network that you're probably in, only about 20% of those people are the people who keep that community going. Now, that's probably not much different than your neighborhood on the street you live on, that you probably know about 20% of the people. And, you know, oftentimes we have HOAs or we have block presidents. We have people who participate or we have a board of people. And they take care of our neighborhoods. When 80% of us, we just say, oh, okay, that's fine. And we wave maybe when we're going into our garage. And sometimes that's the way it is in these social environments. So how do we really begin to focus on the 20%? Because we do have a 20%. Because the 20% will help you to deliver 80% of what you want. So you really have to begin to pay attention and become a 20%er if you want to be noticed in these networking environments. Now, you can't do everything. So make your choice. What neighborhood are you going to live in? That's the choice that you're going to have to make. So when we think about this social networking, we want to be able to have a clear and a succinct message that we communicate. You know, it's like when you come into the neighborhood and you just purchased a home and you start to meet your neighbors. Mm-hmm. What do you say to them? You start to say things, hello, my name is Anna McCoy, and they'll say, well, my name is
Leslie Denman.
And welcome to the neighborhood.
Welcome. Thank you.
You remember I told the story about the man telling me about the neighborhood
yes.
last week. So when we think about coming into a neighborhood, it takes two parties to create a community. Have you ever lived next door to a neighbor? You lived next door to them and they never said anything to you.
Yes, yes.
You're like, what in the world is wrong with them? Okay, don't they know we up in here? We in the neighborhood. We are neighbors. And there is something really special about, you know, more than any other probable relationship that you'll make, if you love your community and you love your neighborhood, you love the people who live in your neighborhood, there's something about you. You just become very protective. You want to watch out for them. You don't even know these people. I moved to a new neighborhood about 3 years ago, you know, and everybody who has a pet, you know, I'm watching them pets. You know, if I see them out in the street, I pick them up, put them in my car. Boy, you better go home. What you doing out here? And it's the investment. Immediately I began to do that, not 3 years later, but immediately I began to take care of my neighborhood. So if you're in a community, you choose the community you want to be in. And now we're going to create that clear message so people really understand who you are. I want to share a resource with you today that I often refer to. It is called Getting Business to Come to You. Remember, we're talking about March Marketing Madness and Getting Business to Come to You. This is a second edition, so they may have a third edition out by now. But basically, it's talking about how to get clients beating a path to your door, your phone, your mailbox, or your website. How to create surefire marketing techniques that fit your personality, your schedule, and your budget. But specifically, I want to talk about focusing, clearly defining what you do. Here's a quote from Peter Drucker. What business am I in? What exactly is it that I'm about? Answering these questions is the first step on the road to success. Mm-hmm. So what are those questions? What business am I in? What exactly is it that I'm about? So he addressed both parts, both the personal as well as what we do, and what am I really about underneath or behind the whole idea of what I say I do. Who am I really? What am I really about when I think about Woman Act Now? You know, I say it's one thing. What business am I in? We're in the business of providing affordable coaching to all women and men because we do have a Man Act Now component of our Act Now Corporation. But our primary focus is on getting women to execute on their dreams, moving them from I think I can to I thought I could. Mm-hmm. See, I thought I could lets me know I've already done it. It is an afterthought. It's an after equation, so to speak, of what's already been done. So our whole objective is trying to get a woman and to put into her mind, into her spirit, into her soul that I can do it. And if we can accomplish that, if we can move her from a place of complacency, a place of doubt, a place of fear, to a place of fearlessness, of doing, of taking an action, of being courageous, of letting her ideas live, then we have accomplished our goal. Mm-hmm. So now you have to answer that question, what are we really about? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, behind our advertising message, are we able to deliver the clear message of what we say we want to do? Mm-hmm. I think that we are doing that, but there's always room for improvement, and just as we're sharing with you, we are learning at the same time. So let me go back to focusing clearly or defining the who and the what and really the how of who you think you are or who you think your business is or what you think your business is. Imagine for a moment that you're attending a business networking event and you meet several individuals for the first time. Each one tells you what he or she does as follows. So person A says, I've started a business doing market research, selling business information, and writing promotional materials for public relations firms. Okay, just taste it for a moment. Person B says, I do a variety of things, word processing, resume writing, editing, and business writing. I've also done some technical writing and written articles for magazines and newsletters. Okay. Are you starting to see? Mm-hmm. I'm tired listening to this. Okay? This is the what. This is the what of what I do. Or the how, really. It's really the how, because I write resumes. I write, you know. Person C, I am a professional organizer. I am also a real estate agent. And lately, I've gotten involved in selling a great line of skincare products. Mm-hmm. What am I illustrating? What I'm illustrating is in order for us to be effective and draw business to us, in order for us to be effective in the social networkings of a community that you want to become the top of the mind. I want to be the top of the mind when somebody thinks about a coach. You know, I'm not trying to fit in with the rest of the crowd. I'm not trying to, I'm just not trying to be average. I want to be above average. I want to be so consistent with my message about being the world's execution coach that when somebody says, I need to get this done, what are they going to think? Coach Anna McCoy. Mm-hmm. What are they going to think? Woman Act Now. Or if they just remotely start to think, I need a coach in my life, immediately I hope that we pop to the top of the mind and it says, you know what? I know who can help me get this done. Coach Anna McCoy. The world's execution coach, or Woman Act Now. So when you think about your message, I mean, I can go out and say, and I'm very, you know, I do a lot of different things. We're entrepreneurs. We have a real estate business. We have some other businesses that we're partners in. I could go out and say, well, you know, when they say, who are you? What are you? How do you do what you do? I keep my message focused. I am the chief encouragement officer of Woman Act Now, a member-based organization where our whole objective is bringing affordable coaching to women around the world so that we can help them to dream bigger, to believe in themselves, to execute on their ideas, and to connect with other like-minded people. Now, once you get to know me, then it's necessary probably, or if it does ever come up, then you may know about our real estate company. You may know about some of the other opportunities that we're working on. You may find out about a hotel in Orlando, Florida. I mean, there might be some other things that you find out about. You may find out the fact that I'm a preacher, you know, that I go around and I preach the Word of God. You may find out that I'm an author, that I'm a writer. You may find out that I'm also a speaker. But I tell you what I'm not going to do, like Person B did. I do a variety of things. I do word processing, resume writing, editing. I do coaching. I do singing. I do everything. Because the whole idea is we have to tailor our message. And that's the beautiful thing about social media. Social media allows us to get to the buyer. We can go directly to the buyer, but if you're not clear about your buyer profile or who you're talking to or the audience that you're talking to, then you're going to have a very scattered message. So when we think about those three individuals that we talked about, we have to think about what's our reaction if we were really in that situation. And I started to say, you know, I started a business doing market research, selling business information, writing promotional materials for public relations firms. What do I do, Leslie?
Oh. You write. I know that much. You write. And you're in, really not in clarity. I'll probably just say, tell me a little bit more about that so I could try to find out where your passion is because you're kind of all over the place.
Well, would you really be interested, though?
No. Not really. If it didn't connect with me. Because, you know, when we're in places, we try to connect with people who are like-minded or like passion.
Yes.
Or people that we can, you know, funnel to other people that we know may need your services.
Yes.
Or something. You know, we're always looking out for individuals in our circle of influence. So if it didn't tap into that, I would probably just be polite but move on.
So you're not impressed with me?
No.
Look at all the stuff I'm doing, though. You're not impressed, huh?
No.
What about if I'm a professional organizer?
That might pique my interest.
Okay, but I'm a professional organizer.
Of what?
Hey, I'm also a real estate agent. Mm-hmm. And lately, I've gotten involved in selling a great line of skin products.
Like you're really not sure about what you're doing either.
You want me to organize your life?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. We're probably not thinking about it the way we should when we go out there and we start talking about all of these different things that we're doing. There's someone. But we're often not thinking about what it is that we're doing. And forgive us, we got distracted there just for a moment. But we're back now. And we don't think about what it is that we're doing. And so what we want you to think about is, what is your message? Were you impressed by what I said? Would you be interested in doing business with any of the individuals that I talked about? Is your message even similar to what we've talked about? And if your message is similar, then you want to stay tuned for this, for the next part of this broadcast. We're going to go to a commercial break so that we can handle our distraction, and we're going to be right back.
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit AnnaMcCoy.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Coach Anna McCoy with Leslie Denman, my co-host today. We're talking about a number of different things, but we're staying true to our message about getting business to come to us today. And we just prior to this break, we were talking about a focused and clearly defined message. Based on what business am I in or what am I about. We gave three illustrations of three different people, and one of them, person A, I've started a business doing market research, selling business information, and writing promotional materials for public relations firms. Now, this illustration is based on the fact that we're in a networking environment, and these individuals are introducing themselves to other individuals. Now, we talked about, would you be impressed with that statement I just said? What would you walk away from? Would you remember me a month from now when you needed some assistance on perhaps researching your business? Would I be the first one to come to your mind as person A? I would guess to say not the case. You would have forgotten about me in a matter of minutes. Before we got to the back of the room, you probably said, what is that you do again? And I want you to know, we gave this illustration, person B, I do a variety of things. It's like, you know, when they ask you that question, well, hello, how are you? My name is Anna McCoy. I do a variety of things. I do word processing, resume writing, editing, business writing. You know, I just do a lot of things. I've also done some technical writing and written articles for magazines and newsletters. That's person B. Now, person C, we meet a lot of person C's. I'm a professional organizer. I'm also a real estate agent. And lately, I've gotten involved in selling a great line of products. Now, you've got to ask yourself, am I impressed with that? What do they do? And would you want that last person to organize for you? Now, those three illustrations we just gave you, each one of those individuals are having a real challenge getting business to come to them, trying to fill up their funnel, so to speak, trying to get new business opportunities. Each one of them is having a difficult time doing that. And why is that? Well, we know this, Leslie, is one of the reasons why is simply because the message is not clear. We're all over the place. And we've taught about buyer profiles. We've taught about being able to establish your message so that you can focus that message on various individuals. And that is the benefit that the environment provides for you when you think about this social networking. You can target your message. You can identify your buyer profiles and begin to target the message. So I'm speaking to you in a way that I assume that you would know what the buyer profile is. So let me back up for a moment. We've talked about it a little bit, identifying our buyer profile. One of the things that's really important in doing that is that you've got to think like the buyer. Okay? And at the end of this moment, we're talking about how can we increase awareness about who we are, how can we come to the top of the mind, and number three, how can we build our brand in that social networking environment? So in order to do that, you've got to start to think like the buyer. We had an opportunity to work with a pastor, Fran, and began to describe or define a buyer. And the way you define a buyer is simply you come up with a way that you're going to come up with an actual person, kind of a buyer profile. Perhaps it's a 30-year-old for your business. Well, let's create a buyer profile for one of our Woman Act Now members, Character Avenue. Okay, Gloria Mansfield. She's a member of Woman Act Now, and we've all become very familiar with her. We're still helping her to clarify her message. So when we think about Character Avenue, what would be a buyer? Let's define one buyer. Who is she and what does she look like? Or, you know, what's that buyer? Is she a single? Is she female? Or is he or she female? How old is she? How many children does she have? What type of work does she do? What part of the city might she work in? So now we're really starting to develop that buyer profile. So let's develop a buyer profile. And it's important, and my point in sharing this is so that you can develop your buyer profiles, whether they're in your Facebook community, whether they're following you on Twitter. Those may be harder to understand who is following you, but you do have a better opportunity to understand the profiles of the people who follow you on Facebook. And you can always begin to tell who your message is striking based on who is responding to you. So let's create that buyer. Let's say she's single. She's 25. She has two children. She's African American. She has approximately, let's say she has 2 years of college. And she works part-time.
Okay.
Okay? And she takes maybe some classes, two classes. She's got quite a load, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
So now, if we were trying to sell the products of Character Avenue, which has to do with teaching children character, integrity, and leadership, helping them to grow up and helping to bring families together, mm-hmm. how would we target this buyer? What is it that she would need? What do you think a single 25-year-old with two children who's working part-time, what would be helpful to her in helping to raise her children? What would be attractive to her? What message could I share?
You could share a message about how can she have time for herself.
Okay, so you're saying balance, but I want to stay specific to Character Avenue. As little as you may or may not know about it, think about what is that message?
I think a way of bringing in the maybe the discipline and the theme building, since she is a single parent with not a male figure in the home, depending on if we didn't identify if her children were male or a boy or girl, but even more so if it was a boy. She had a son, tailoring it so that you can teach a child and instill discipline and build character.
Yes, because her children, we didn't say her children, maybe they're 4 and 5 years
right.
old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she started out. She started out young, you know, having her children, and so she really wants, they're at the age now, so what would we promote to her? And how would that message be different from this buyer profile? A woman who's 45, and she has two teenagers, the age of maybe they are, let's say they're 14 and 15, okay? She is a full-time mother. So she's at home most of the time, taking care of her family. How would that message be different? Selling the same exact product or a similar product, how would we speak to that buyer?
One of the things we would probably want to speak on is the helping her young people, her teenagers transition and making sure that they have a firm foundation as far as family values, understanding the importance of connecting with family, coming around the table to talk about some of the challenges that may be facing as teens that you may not be comfortable just talking about in everyday. Just creating an atmosphere to open up that line of communication, especially with teens who seem to be so peer-driven and so, you know, they just feel like they're moving away to their independence from their parents.
Yes, so you see how those two different buyers, but we do have a product that can meet both of their needs. So we're so used to doing it the way we used to, just come up with one message, you know, share that message with everybody. And maybe, you know, it's the kind, you know, throw it to the wall and see what sticks. Whereas now, because of social media, giving you an opportunity to communicate specifically to your buyer, that's why it's so important that you are clear about your message, you think like the buyer. You know, and I think Gloria had one piece where she had children, she had a graphic where children were bouncing off the walls, dragging, hanging on the mama, just, you know, were totally out of control and using that message. But would that message speak to the 45-year-old who has a 14 and a 15-year-old?
Maybe not so much as hanging on to her, more of trying to pull them in, but they, you know, hanging off of it in a different way, I guess.
Yeah, but no, stick with the message. Look at the message. Would that message speak to that 45-year-old profile based on what you just said?
No.
Her kids are
grown.
She can't even get them to respond to her. You know, they're not even in her circle of influence. So when you think about that, her issue isn't that. Her issue is trying to get us to come to the table to connect. But the same products or the same services may be able to meet their needs, but if we only use one message, then we're going to miss out on some great opportunity. Okay, so that's what we're talking about. You're listening to Coach Anna McCoy and my co-host here with me, Shauna Stallworth and Leslie Denman. We're talking about focusing that message because this month is March Marketing Madness. And we've been talking about establishing and branding yourself in the social networking environment. And today we're talking about getting business to come to you by clarifying that message. We gave some illustrations, and we hope that you were not one of them, but we believe that a lot of us are one of those. So we're talking about buyer profiles, how you can begin to think like the buyer
What do you think major corporations, why you walk into a grocery store, you walk into a department store, and all of these different things are stimulating different people?
Wow.
Why we have a teen section, why we have a children's section, and when you look on the walls, all these are stimulating different needs of different buyer profiles. So it doesn't matter what you're doing, you also need to think like a buyer. And when you come up with a buyer profile, as we've done with a 25-year-old, a single mother with two children, working part-time, then you can connect a name. What would you name that person? You know, maybe that's Kim, okay? Mm-hmm. So when we as a team talk about Kim, then we're going to try to meet the needs of Kim mm-hmm. as it relates to our business. And see, again, this is just forcing us to think more. It's easier to throw the message up against the wall and hope it sticks to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot harder to think about who are some of the people who could possibly use your product, use your service, but they have different needs. Let's give you an example. For instance, here at Woman Act Now, most of you are in our Woman Act Now organization, but our vision is so much larger. We have another group called YWANs, and then Leslie's trying to get me to do our GANs, which are Girls Act Now and Young Woman Act Now. Each one of these groups are different demographics. They're different age groups. They have different needs. They respond differently. And then we have Woman Act Now, which is the group that most of us are in, and we're doing various different things. And then we also have another group called Swans. They are seasoned Woman Act Now, and that is that woman who's retired, but she wants to do something significant. She wants to work with other people. So we're thinking about who's the swan. I think about my mother. She'll be retiring soon, but she has so much vitality, so much energy, so much passion. And she can live for another 10, 20, 30 years. You know, I read an article in the paper today about Ebbie Halliday, 99 years old, celebrated her birthday two days ago, and still drives herself to work. She has one of the most successful real estate brokerage companies in the world. Okay? And she started the company based on a dare. She used to sell hats, and she was such a great salesman. Somebody said to her, "Let me see you sell a house like you sell a hat." Well, you can see what she did. She transferred those skills from selling hats to selling houses and now has created such an incredible operation and is still going to work, driving herself to work at 99. I want to know what kind of car Ebbie Halliday drives because I want to make sure I am getting out of her way. Okay, if she's at 99, I want to drive when I'm 99, but I don't want anybody in my way, okay? So when you think about that and being able to really identify and determine what your buyer profile is, it's going to help you to really begin to clarify your message. Now let's think about some of the reasons that if you do not focus that message, one of the things that will occur is people will not take you seriously. No matter how much you think you really want to do this, that you really want to be successful, if you fail to focus your message, people will not take you seriously. And one thing that I want to encourage you not to do is don't pass out two or three cards, okay? Use one card. If it has all of the same contact information on it, that's fine. If somebody wants to get in touch with you, they can call you and get in touch with you, okay? And you can work out whatever the details are later. But don't pass out three or four different cards. Well, here go my water card. I was meeting with someone in Orlando. I got my health business, which was a water business, and then I got my consulting business cards. But all the information is the same on each. So what's the point of that other than making you look like you're not really together. You don't have it all together, you know, that you're confused about what you really want to do. And I know you want to do a lot of things, but don't let everybody know right off the bat. Try to get a little bit of business. You know what I'm saying? The next thing is when we think about your message, why it's so important that you do begin to focus, is that if you don't focus, then you can't begin to create that consistent message. You will constantly run into endless marketing dilemma. Every time you turn around, You're going to be trying to figure out who you are, what you can say, how can you communicate. You remember, I think it was earlier this week on one of our conversations with Coach, and we were talking about one of the young ladies pitching or doing cold calling, and I asked, what's your message? And it didn't come out very quickly. It was like kind of one of those, what I do, you know, I write resumes, I do this, this, and this. But what we haven't talked about in helping you to clarify that message is what we call those features, advantages, and benefits. You remember the FAB, Leslie?
Yes.
Why don't you tell the people about that FAB?
The FAB is, when we talk about FAB, we're talking about the features, and it's all geared towards helping people identify why they want to do business with you. What are some of the features of who you are and what you're doing? What are the advantages to me doing business with you? What am I going to walk away with as far as the benefits and how it's going to make me money, make me a better person? What are going to be the benefits? Again, at the end of the day, what are you selling that's different from what everybody else is selling, and how is it going to benefit me?
Oh, absolutely. So you heard it right from Leslie. You got to get that FAB together, your features, advantages, and benefits. And the challenge is you need to write this out and have a clear message about what benefits it's going to bring to people, because you will always run into a marketing dilemma. What do I mean by that marketing dilemma? Is when you're out somewhere and someone says, do you have a card? That's a marketing dilemma. Why? Because it's an opportunity for you to share your message. When you're online and someone says, well, do you have a website? Ah, that's a marketing dilemma. Because in this day and age, your website or web presence is like your business card. It's the first picture that people see or their first interaction with you. And it's what we used to do in putting sell sheets together. Now it's online. So a marketing dilemma. So it's so important that you can't figure out how to scramble. Okay, here's another marketing dilemma. Is you're talking to someone and they have some interest and they say, well, do you have anything that you can give me? That's called a marketing dilemma. Now you're going to raise it. Well, let me get that to you tomorrow. What if it's an investor? Well, can you give me an executive summary about what you do and who you are? You'd be like, well, you know what, let me get you a card and I'm going to email you. I'm going to be out of the office all day today. And I'm going to send you an email tomorrow on that, because I'm going to be out of the office today and I really can't get to it. So if I can, no problem. What do? You run home and you try to write an executive summary.
Yes.
You try to write a proposal. It's what we call a marketing dilemma. Why? Because you're not clear about that message. You haven't taken the time to prepare ahead of time. Opportunity is what? When preparation meets opportunity, then you have a real opportunity converted into something of value. Most people say it's luck when opportunity and preparation meet. We call it luck. Yeah, it is luck, because some of us, lucky we did it. You know what I mean? We did it ahead of time.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I can see how we can really perceive that to be a lucky situation. Ooh, I'm lucky I don't have to go home and write this tonight. I'm lucky I said the right thing. I'm lucky, Lord, they even want to do something with me. You see what I'm saying? So when we think about this whole process, we have to begin to clarify that message so that we can avoid the marketing dilemmas that are always going to come. Now, what happens to people? Why? Here's a great question. Why don't people focus on their message? Why won't you sit down and focus your message? And how much time do I have? We have 20 minutes, because I want to share with you a couple other things. The first thing is this fear of failure. I was having a conversation, and someone asked me a question, and I said, well, what are you afraid of? What's the worst thing that can happen? Well, okay. Well, we're just afraid to do what we're supposed to do. We're afraid to do what we're supposed to do and to really begin to focus on what we do. Mm-hmm. What are you so afraid of to just step out there and do it? You're afraid of some success coming your way. So it's easier to do a lot of different things rather than truly focus on that one thing that's going to bring you the greatest benefit. And it's hard to focus on things that bring you revenue, too, by the way. Those things are some of the hardest things you can do, is the things that help you get revenue, like picking up a phone, calling, following up, cold calling, creating opportunity and putting things in your bucket will be the most difficult things for you to do and for you to focus on. But they are going to be the things that are going to impact your bottom line. Another one is, why we don't focus, is because we're so afraid that we're going to miss an opportunity. So, now, if I'm a writer and I do technical writing, I do articles, and just the mere mention, oh, you need that? But what if you just really focused on the technical writing, because technical writing pays the bills? Just the mere fact, girl, I need somebody to help me write this article. Oh, okay. What about this? Oh, I'm going to run over there and help with this career fair. But none of that is hitting to your what? Bottom line. So that's why we don't focus. We're afraid that we're going to miss the opportunity. We figure if we just do this little bit, maybe something bigger will come, or maybe something will happen. So you'll go wherever the least resistance occurs, regardless if it's going to be the best to add to your bottom line. Another one is, we think generally and not specifically. Generally is saying, just like we talked about, these buyers, is that sharing our message, getting a specific message and throwing it against the wall and hope something gets specific for you. That's what that's like. Is if I can just throw my message out to everybody, somebody specific will grab it. Then I can focus my energy on that one, versus focusing my message in a specific way to get a greater return in hitting my target. It's a lot of work, I'm going to have to admit, because I got all these things why I don't focus. I'm using every reason I'm talking about. I want to take advantage of every opportunity, too. The other one is, we have multiple interests. You know, maybe we don't feel like we're producing enough in this area, so we'll go and produce in another area, and we've heard over these last several years, and I've certainly taught about the importance of creating revenue streams. But here's the kicker. You can have many revenue streams, but they need to be flowing down the same river, going into the same river. Okay, most of us, we have an ocean, we got a pond, we got a lake, and they don't have any communication with each other. But they need to be streams of income that ultimately will flow into the same pool. Okay, but if they're so mixed and so far apart, then your ability to think and to focus is going to become much more difficult. Okay, so developing those streams of income. So when you think about what it is that you want to convey, you've got to develop a message that is clear, that is concise, and that is compelling. So we want to move on to our next part of our show today, the next segment. I want to talk a little bit about taking you to the next level to help you to start to develop that message of being clear, concise, and compelling. We've been talking about this new technology, Cinch, which you can use it on your cell phones. We cinched the message. You know, we did a message in a cinch just before our Blog Talk Radio today. Some of you may have heard it. We tweeted it, and we Facebooked that message. So what it does, it simply is a application that you can use on your desktop, or you can use on one of your smartphones, and record a message and send it to your followers or your communities and let them hear what you're talking about instead of just reading those 140 characters. Okay? The benefit of doing that is helping you to create a what? Clear, concise, and compelling message that they can respond to immediately. So that's what Cinch is really about, and you can sign up for it, and it's also another neighborhood. Now determine if you want to go into another neighborhood before you go over there, before you end up in a cul-de-sac, a dead-end street. Okay, if you're not going to do anything with it, just keep moving. Don't even waste your time until you're ready to make that decision to figure out how to incorporate it into what you're doing. I think there's some great ideas for Cinch, too, by the way. I think it's a great tool if you do a radio program, that if you're somewhere and you're at an event and you see someone and it's a great opportunity, hey, can I take a moment with you? I want to just interview you right here on the spot. And what happened with, I was with Rita Twiggs, and that's what she did. We were in a restaurant, and she asked me, what are three things that you can tell, some things you can tell? I said, have a clear, concise, and a compelling message. And that was only about 45 seconds long. And then there were comments as a result of her posting that cinch.
Wow.
It said, thank you, Coach Anna. That was good. I needed to hear that. But it was short. It was sweet. It was right to the point. And that's how you can begin to use. Now, what happened in that situation? What's the impact of being able to do that?
You're reaching. I mean, that exposed you to a broader audience. You were able to bring more people into with just that interview with Dr. Twiggs. That more people knew you, and then as a brand, it just kind of helps you to become an expert in your area of expertise that, you know, wow, she's everywhere. She knows her, she's talking, you know, and sometimes just embracing modern technology really does put you ahead of the crowd.
Yes. Now, that's excellent, because immediately when she posted the cinch, in about 2 minutes, there were two or three women saying, oh, my gosh, Coach Anna is my coach. Coach Anna, I love you. You're my coach. This is Coach Anna is the world's execution coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so what it does, it helps to further, as you're saying, furthering that brand.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're with other people, we're also associating ourselves with their brand to help us to begin to better communicate. So I want to ask Shauna, how would you, Shauna, if you were to use this technology, you're coming out with a new CD sometime soon in the future, and you're thinking about this, how would you, in what you do in that particular area of your life, how would you use this technology? Do you see an application for it?
I do when I'm ready to use it, because I took note as it relates to when you're ready to go into the new community.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe I am, and I would personally use it when I would go on location.
Okay, so
just
tell,
to let people know where I am, what I'm doing, maybe sing a little note here, sing a little note there, and say, if you want to hear more, come out and listen to me tonight. Come out and listen to me today.
What about this? What if you were on the road, and we're just talking applications now. What if you, because now what you have here, you have a couple coaches, you have an artist, and so there's some different applications. You have a speaker and another speaker. You know, we can look at different applications. What if you were doing a radio program and you were on a radio, you know, WWRL 1600, and you had your Android, that's what she has, the other phone, and you put it there on your cinch, because you could probably get it on there, and you record just a snippet of that program, and then send it out right away, and now people are like, oh, just come and listen right now. You know, and it's about in the moment. It's about responding in the moment and getting people to respond. I was on a radio program on Tuesday, and I took just a little snippet of it because I could trim that message, and I cinched it. You know, not the whole piece, just those short sound bites that people can listen to on the fly very, very quickly. And again, we're staying true to what? Our message of encouraging, empowering, equipping people, guiding them, leading them to different areas that they can begin to really exercise and execute on their dreams and visions. So let's think of what's another way you can use Cinch. You have something coming up. Did you use Cinch for that?
No,
you have an event.
No, I didn't. I'm working on that. I'm trying to get it clear, concise, and compelling.
Well, think about it.
Yes.
What if you're here with me several times. I'm going to be an honoree at that event.
Yes.
And what does that mean?
Yes.
You know what I mean? We can have a short conversation and say, you know what, I want you all to come out, and Coach Anna is going to be talking about relationships. She's an honoree for our girlfriend's gala. And Coach Anna, can you give us just a little sneak preview into that relationship of what you'll be talking about on that day?
Very good. Thank you so much, Coach.
You're so very welcome.
Yes,
it is my pleasure to solve your problem.
Yes.
No problem today. No problem. If you want to join us and you want to share anything, we have some listeners in our who are listening to the show via the phone. If you'd like to join us and share your comments or share with us what you're walking away from this show with today, if you've learned anything or you want to just share with our audience, please feel free to do so. Raise your hand. You can. I think you press the one key, and that will allow you us to see that you want to participate in the show. So there are a couple of other things that I want to finish our show with today. We've had a number of questions about blogs. Should I do a blog? I keep saying to the women of Woman Act Now is I keep sharing with them, would you please be the expert?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you're going to be the mother, be the expert. If you want to share in a community, be the expert mother, the expert writer, the expert anything. Just be the expert. And if you want to rise to the top of the mind, become the expert. We have, again, for instance, we have a member, Margie Stewart, who is the world's financial coach, financial helping people with their finances and building generational wealth. And I worked with Margie to define her her mission statement so that she could communicate more succinctly and effectively when she introduces herself. When you think about a Margie, I keep saying, become the expert. You don't have to be the best writer. You don't have to be a perfect writer. There, you can get an editor to do that. The difference is either you write it or you find content that demonstrates that you're the expert. And you begin to share and guide people to the 9 ways or the 8 ways of navigating the healthcare system. If you're supposed to be the healthcare advocate, the healthcare consultant, then you should be leading the way. Every YouTube video, every article that you can get your hands on, you should be tweeting about that and say, hey, take a look at this, take a look at this. If any of you follow Anderson Cooper on CNN on Twitter, what you will notice about his tweets is they're always, I mean, Anderson has started, he's built a reputation of being there,
mm-hmm.
you know, of being the first one to kind of get some information and that you can get some trusted insight from Anderson Cooper. So on his Twitter, he uses that whole idea, first time now, just released, just hit the, those are the kinds of words that he used, just released, or breaking news, something that lets you know that this is cutting edge, this is just now, it's in right now, it's happening right now, you know, and click on a link to take you out to that area. So you can become the expert in many ways. When we think about a blog, you can blog and be the expert. If you're the expert in helping, like the happy camper, Gloria Mansfield, if you're going to be that expert, then start telling people how to get information. That's what we want. Start connecting us, whether you connect us back to your website and there's content, or you send a Twitter message out and there's content attached to that. Maybe there's a video, there's something. And because a part of this whole social media piece is being able to bring all of those pieces from multimedia into what you communicate about it. We have another member, Judith Ellis, who has the Being brand. She has a blog, and she does a great job. She'll communicate a little bit about it, and then she'll give you she'll find some YouTube, some obscure YouTube video, okay, on some historical figure or something from way, but when you read the blog, and then you see the video, now she's giving you 2 forms of communication. Doesn't have to be real long. Sometimes it's just one little statement, and she'll add a blog, she'll add a picture, she'll add a multimedia video, or she'll send you out to someone else's, she'll send you to an article. She also contributes and has a blog or a column or something on
Huffington Post.
And so, you know, you can see all of those things. And so when you do a blog, I'm not saying you have to become the writer, but I am saying become the expert. and the expert is able to research, to find information, to share it with other people. Okay, so you can take that approach. Leslie, you're the expert when it comes to girls, dealing with teen girls. A part of your blog should be guiding parents to solutions for teen girls. You know, if you see something, or if you see an article, if you see statistics, or you see something that in the medical field or something that's impacting young girls, like the, what's the HPV, the virus where they were, you know, what does all that mean? You know, we're hearing that, we see it, but we don't know what that means. Not that you have to be the expert on the content. You need to be the expert in pulling content together for people. And that's how you will start to come to the top of the mind.
Very good.
You know, in Woman Act Now, we're constantly sharing content. We're not just talking. We're constantly pouring content into you, pouring valuable information, sharing relationships. So hopefully we are becoming the preeminent coaching organization for women to excel in life and to execute. Now, there are many different types of coaching. But if you want to get life done, you want to come to Woman Act Now. You want to be an executor, you want to come here. Now, if you want some other kind of coaching that has to do with your emotional well-being, your lifestyle, those kind of things, then you might want to, because you want to just kind of talk to people, then you might want to go to another place. But if you want to execute, then you want to be right here at Woman Act Now. All right, so you're listening to Coach Anna McCoy, and we have about 3 minutes, so I'm going to run through the top five business blogging mistakes and how you can avoid them. Number one is treating your blog like a press center, okay? That every time you blog, you're just saying what we did. You need to create something of value, like I just talked about. If you're that expert, then I want to say, oh, I didn't even know this was there. Oh, I didn't even know where I could find this. Oh, you can do that? Oh, there's some scholarships available? That's what we want to see. Okay? If you're the financial person, you need to be blogging about some of those ideas. Maybe there's a great article. Maybe you can tell us about how that health reform is going to impact us. You know, whether it's taxes or whatever the case may be, find the information and get it in the hands of the people that need it. Number two, not blogging regularly. You can't build up a following if you don't blog regularly. One of the things that I've seen is that most people, they run into burnout. They also run into, I don't know what to say. I don't know what content to say. One of the things I encourage you to do is start, if you're going to blog, you can start with a weekly blog or a monthly blog. All you need to do is communicate that to your reader so they know when to expect it. Okay, and when it's time to give it, you should give it. Like the WAN word of the day, I just stopped on y'all, finish it. I didn't have no more words for you. Just finish it. Eventually, I'm going to get back to it, but I just want you to finish it. And I got a plan of action for that finish it piece. Finish it, Anna. Number three, not enabling conversation. This is an interesting piece, is that when we think about a blog mistake, we have to open up our blogs to comments because a part of the blog is creating an atmosphere of communication, and you need to go back to your blog and communicate with your people. Number four, making new content hard to discover. You put new content on, but we can't find it. Okay, what we want to do is make sure that you put your content everywhere you are, and that's why we have RSS feeds. If you're in various different communities, don't make them come. And number five, expecting too much too soon. Most of us give up on our blog much too soon. We see one or two people, or we don't see anybody in it, and we think, well, this doesn't make sense. And I'm saying if you have something of value to share, people are going to start to come to you when you bring your content to them, and that is through those RSS feeds. You begin to spread it. People start to see this information is valuable. You'll start to get some followers. Just stick to it. And a whole lot more people might be reading about you than you know, just like a whole lot more people might be listening to us. That's why we have so many downloads. They may not be there right now, but somebody will be coming back. They've got us marked on their favorites to listen But if we were moved by what we see, we'd be like, what are we doing this for? Mm-hmm. Well, we know it's a value, so we know that there is. So we want to encourage you to make your message clear, concise, and compelling in all of your communities, and we'll see you next time. Visit us at womanactnow.com and become a member. If you're enjoying this show, mark us as a favorite, and we'll talk to you on next week. Bye-bye.